There's a minister here that when he received his own baptism of the Holy Ghost, the fire was on him for over 3 months, non-stop. And even when he stopped, anywhere he goes, and they just say, in Jesus' name, the fire will start to call, he will run outside, so that the thing will go off. It was, after some time, it stopped. And always, that fire sensation goes with a healing gift. Anybody that receives such manifestation, fire all over you, fire all over you, it certainly will burst out with the gift of healing. Praise the Lord. On Sunday or so, I think it was Sunday or Saturday, when you were under anointing, you, yes, an administration I received was, I didn't bother to say it that day because there was no need, but the gift you have, anytime around you there is a woman crying for the fruit of the womb, you will feel anointing. That anointing will come. Once you feel it, ask anybody around you. Is anybody here looking for fruit of the womb? And if you pray for that person, it don't happen. It will enter. That becomes a sign for you. Then, you know, those who see vision, you normally have headache. You start to have some strain in your optical nerves that causes headache. While you're just feeling that the thing will burst, you will see that vision. The same thing also with the ear. You may hear a noise, woo, like that. And small time, you hear a voice speaking to you. And most of those, woo, like that, they throw you down. A gift of prophecy will come out. Most of those that they throw down like that, they find themselves, you know, speaking. They won't know they are speaking until they recover and see themselves. And they say, praise the Lord. And which other manifestation? You know, same thing, those who speak in tongue, is the same thing. You know, once you see your body quaking and shaking like that, certainly, they are all leading to one gift or the other. And remember, the gift of speaking in tongue is for intercessors. Because you don't even know what you are praying. You don't know what you are saying. It is now the Holy Ghost doing the praying using you. And when such a person has a problem, serious problem to handle, before you know what, you know, as you start your normal prayer, you won't know, before you know what, the Holy Ghost takes over and you're there speaking in tongues. And how you will know is, when it's a very serious matter, if you try to stop, it will increase. You try to stop, it will increase. Then you will know it is no more you, it is the Holy Ghost. Just like those who fall under anointing, try to stand up, you will not be able to. Till he's alright, then you'll be able to stand up. Praise the Lord. There are those who speak in tongues. When there is a serious matter, in a serious relationship, I mean, a fellowship like this, if we are truly knit together in love and unity of purpose, or your family, truly there is love within members of your family where you live, you have a gift of speaking in tongues. You will not know, sometimes in the middle of the night, you just find yourself, wake up, something may tap you, and before you know what, you're just blasting in tongues for a long time. And it will be the next day you will hear testimony. Somebody will call you, last night I nearly died. What time? You discover it's the same time that you were doing that prayer. It was no longer you. You don't even know what you are praying for. You don't even know what was happening. The Holy Ghost has taken over. It's a spirit of intercession. That's why I say speaking in tongues is not for showmanship. Speaking in tongues is for intercession. And anybody that has that gift, you are specially blessed. Speaking in tongues. Not the one that your church teach you. The one that you speak as the Spirit will give you utterance. And please, if you have the gift of speaking in tongues, don't you even say, ah, since yesterday, I never speak in tongues. Oh, ah, Father, I want to speak in tongues small, like for 30 minutes. Let me charge myself up. It's a lie. The atmosphere has to be right. You have to pray and you are in the spirit, either worshiping or singing. It's like a prophet. A prophet will not just say, ah, make a small vision for this woman. The atmosphere has to be right. You either see him, even in the church here, it is always after we worship that the prophets can connect. Amen. So it is with speaking in tongues. And every gifted brother or sister, you know how to connect to that gift. You know. Some people, it is by singing. And some people, it cannot be by singing because they said they don't know how to sing. So if you don't know how to sing, you can never connect by singing. And some people, like if they pray with them, they raise song, they're going to cut you off. You are singing in key C, they are singing in key F. Praise God. But whatever it is, everyone knows how to. And there are some, they don't have to sing. As they just begin to exalt the name of the Lord, Father, you're such a wonderful God, if not for you. Oh, this, oh, that. They're just praising God and worshiping Him before you know what they don't connect. They are gone. Amen. Important thing is that gift is for intercession. If you have that gift, use it for your family. Use it for your husband. Use it for your wife. Use it for your church. It is a wonderful gift. It is no longer you praying. It is the Holy Ghost now praying to target. Okay. Praise the Lord. We will continue.